No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right now, you are most certainly welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the 18th day of June. Welcome, everyone. What a joy it is to be here and to be a part of your spiritual journey in this capacity. We are moving through the Word in the Old Testament in chronological order, and we are finishing up the book of Proverbs here over the last few days. Today we continue the book of Proverbs, the wisdom chapter of the Bible. King Solomon is known to be the author, and this is the wisest king in all of history in the Bible, to jot his wisdom, his teachings down and offer them to us as a place to glean and lean into and to learn and hopefully live by, to be a wise and a righteous person in the sight of God. Today we read Proverbs chapters 27, 28, and 29, and today we're reading the New Living Translation. Proverbs chapter 27. Don't brag about tomorrow, since you don't know what the day will bring. Let someone else praise you, not your own mouth, a stranger, not your own lips. A stone is heavy and sand is weighty, but the resentment caused by a fool is even heavier. Anger is cruel and wrath is like a flood, but jealousy is even more dangerous. An open rebuke is better than hidden love. Wounds from a sincere friend are better than many kisses from an enemy. A person who is full refuses honey, but even bitter food tastes sweet to the hungry. A person who strays from home is like a bird that strays from its nest. The heartfelt counsel of a friend is as sweet as perfume and incense. Never abandon a friend, either yours or your father's. When disaster strikes, you won't have to ask your brother for assistance. It's better to go to a neighbor than to a brother who lives far away. Be wise, my child, and make my heart glad. Then I will be able to answer my critics. A prudent person foresees danger and takes precautions. The simpleton goes blindly on and suffers the consequences. Get security from someone who guarantees a stranger's debt. Get a deposit, if he does it, for foreigners. A loud and cheerful greeting early in the morning will be taken as a curse. A quarrelsome wife is as annoying as constant dripping on a rainy day. Stopping her complaints is like trying to stop the wind or trying to hold something with greased hands. As iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. As workers who tend a fig tree are allowed to eat the fruit, so workers who protect their employers' interests will be rewarded. As a face is reflected in water, so the heart reflects the real person. Just as death and destruction are never satisfied, so human desire is never satisfied. Fire tests the purity of silver and gold, but a person is tested by being praised. You cannot separate fools from their foolishness, even though you grind them like grain with mortar and pestle. Know the state of your flocks and put your heart into caring for your herds, for riches don't last forever, and the crown might not be passed to the next generation. After the hay is harvested and the new crop appears and the mountain grasses are gathered in, your sheep will provide wool for clothing, and your goats will provide the price of a field. And you will have enough goat's milk for yourself, your family, and your servant girls. The wicked run away when no one is chasing them, but the godly are as bold as lions. When there is moral rot within a nation, its government topples easily, but wise and knowledgeable leaders bring stability. A poor person who oppresses the poor is like a pounding rain that destroys the crops. To reject the law is to praise the wicked. To obey the law is to fight them. Evil people don't understand justice, but those who follow the Lord understand completely. Better to be poor and honest than to be dishonest and rich. Young people who obey the law are wise. Those with wild friends bring shame to their parents. Income from charging high interest rates will end up in the pocket of someone who is kind to the poor. God detests the prayers of a person who ignores the law. Those who lead good people along an evil path will fall into their own trap, but the honest will inherit good things. Rich people may think they are wise, but a poor person with discernment can see right through them. When the godly succeed, everyone is glad. When the wicked take charge, people go into hiding. People who conceal their sins will not prosper, but if they confess and turn from them, they will receive mercy. Blessed are those who fear to do wrong, but the stubborn are headed for serious trouble. A wicked ruler is as dangerous to the poor as a roaring lion or an attacking bear. A ruler with no understanding will oppress his people, but one who hates corruption will have a long life. A murderer's tormented conscience will drive him into the grave. Don't protect him. The blameless will be rescued from harm, but the crooked will be suddenly destroyed. A hard worker has plenty of food, but a person who chases fantasies ends up in poverty. The trustworthy person will get a rich reward, but a person who wants quick riches will get into trouble. Showing partiality is never good, yet some will do wrong for a mere piece of bread. Greedy people try to get rich quick, but don't realize they're headed for poverty. In the end, people appreciate honest criticism far more than flattery. Anyone who steals from his father and mother and says, "What's wrong with that?" is no better than a murderer. Greed causes fighting. Trusting the Lord leads to prosperity. Those who trust their own insight are foolish, but anyone who walks in wisdom is safe. Whoever gives to the poor will lack nothing, but those who close their eyes to poverty will be cursed. When the wicked take charge, people go into hiding. When the wicked meet disaster, the godly flourish. Whoever stubbornly refuses to accept criticism will suddenly be destroyed beyond recovery. When the godly are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked are in power, they groan. The man who loves wisdom brings joy to his father, but if he hangs around with prostitutes, his wealth is wasted. A just king gives stability to his nation, but one who demands bribes destroys it. To flatter friends is to lay a trap for their feet. Evil people are trapped by sin, but the righteous escape, shouting for joy. The godly care about the rights of the poor. The wicked don't care at all. Mockers can get a whole town agitated, but the wise will calm anger. If a wise person takes a fool to court, there will be ranting and ridicule, but no satisfaction. The bloodthirsty hate blameless people, but the upright seek to help them. Fools vent their anger, but the wise quietly hold it back. If a ruler pays attention to liars, all his advisors will be wicked. The poor and the oppressor have this in common. The Lord gives sight to the eyes of both. If a king judges the poor fairly, his throne will last forever. To discipline a child produces wisdom, but a mother is disgraced by an undisciplined child. When the wicked are in authority, sin flourishes, but the godly will live to see their downfall. Discipline your children, and they will give you peace of mind and will make your heart glad. When people do not accept divine guidance, they run wild. But whoever obeys the law is joyful. Words alone will not discipline a servant. The words may be understood, but they are not heeded. There is more hope for a fool than for someone who speaks without thinking. A servant pampered from childhood will become a rebel. An angry person starts fights. A hot-tempered person commits all kinds of sin. Pride ends in humiliation, while humility brings honor. If you assist a thief, you only hurt yourself. You are sworn to tell the truth, but you dare not testify. Fearing people is a dangerous trap, but trusting the Lord means safety. Many seek the ruler's favor, but justice comes from the Lord. The righteous despise the unjust, the wicked despise the godly. So we find today in our reading what I call these powerful protein-packed punches of character building. Really, truly, I'd have to go through each one with a fine-tooth comb. I don't think any single one of these that we have read today is not applicable for our lives if we are trying to live out what we claim to be, who we claim to be, who we claim to serve, and live a life of righteousness, truth, justice, mercy, love, forgiveness, love, peace, joy, hope. Add your own to the list. I'm listening. Go ahead. I mean, I still read these and go, wow, I forgot that was there. And I'll make a little note and just try to remind myself, like a mental sticky note on my brain, that it's there. Jill, remember this. This applies to you. This is character building. This is how you become a virtuous woman who reflects the image of God. We don't just know these things because we come to Christ and surrender. It is daily, daily work. My garden is a daily work. I follow these gardeners. And one of the greatest tips I learned is, if you think a garden is one and done, gardening is not for you. It is continuous work. You pull the dead away. You cultivate the soil. You plant more soil in the potatoes when they blossom and root up. You pick what is ripe. You replant what dies after you fix the soil. You trellis the tomatoes when they get too heavy and fall over. It is constant work, just like the soil of our hearts. Constant, continuous, hard, but good work. We can do hard things. We have the helper available to us, with us. And we have hope in the greatest source of all living things, Almighty God, who is truth. He doesn't have truth. He is truth. And truth is available to us when we seek it. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for these powerful, poignant words today, that if we apply them, they will build our character to become men and women who fear you, who seek you, who worship you, who love you, and in filling ourselves with eternal life here in this life, it then spills over and we are able to provide those things to those around us and influence those around us, infect those around us with the love of Jesus, not with religious systems, but with unfathomable grace and undeserving mercy, compassion and love. These things must be cultivated. We must learn them, and then we must live them to be able to teach them. Let it begin with me here and now today. And I pray this all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Good morning, DAB Chronological. I'm calling in and asking for prayers for a young woman, probably in her 20s. Her name is Harper. She is a woman at my church, and she has a rare skin disorder, and it has caused a melanoma on her thigh, her upper thigh by her hip. And she's been under immunotherapy and radiation therapy, but it's just continuing to grow, and it's gotten so large that she's no longer able to walk right now, and she's using a wheelchair. So the plan is to have surgery and to remove this tumor. But right now, because of the radiation therapy, the skin is just too fragile. So my prayer, and I'm asking all of you to pray along silently in your thoughts, that God will take complete control of the situation, prepare the site for surgery so that it can be removed. She is such a wonderful woman. Her whole life is dedicated to taking care of children in Guatemala at an orphanage. And she's so looking forward to returning to this position. But while she's here receiving treatment, she just needs all of our prayers. So it's in the mighty name of Jesus that we pray the blood of Jesus over this young, sweet woman. And I thank you all so much. I love you all so much. You are my family. I pray in the background for all of you. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Daily Audio Bible Chronological. Just asking you if my DBC family would help me lift up my friend Christy in prayer. She has had a very hard life. A lot of trauma throughout her life, and she is in need of a place to stay. She does have a lot of cats, and I know that she would break her heart to let go of them, and I think that's kind of the only thing that keeps her from staying alive, from not taking her own life. She's getting kicked out with the person that she's with now, and the only place she has to go back is an abusive situation. I have three big dogs. I can't take her, especially not with all the cats anyways. But I'm just asking God to provide. I know he loves her, and I pray that he would show himself mighty for her, that he would show himself that he is for her, that he would move her around people that encourage her and lift her up and would speak truth, his truth and his love into her life. I'm asking God to show up in a mighty, mighty way right now. So if you could please stand in the gap with me and pray for my friend Christy, I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. This is Mrs. K from West Texas. I just got done listening to the reading on June 15th, and I was listening to the prayers, and I heard about Cameron, and I had been praying for Cameron since I heard the first call come in, and so I just wanted to let you know that I'm praying for you and his parents and everybody involved with him. Praise God that he is with God now, but how sad it is for us on earth and all that are around him. Just know that we're thinking of you and praying for you, and I hope that this brings his parents closer to God so that they one day can see him again. The second prayer that I heard was the mom Mia with the little girl Ella who has the burns. I pray that you can find the right doctors and that there will be a doctor that is specialized in pediatric burn care and can really help her. I pray that the itching will subside and they can give her something, or God will just take the itching away from her. And I'm also praying for you as her mom and her parents. I can imagine the stress and fear that you might have right now. I'm looking at my 2.5-year-old and thinking about what I would feel if I was in the hospital with her. And I hope you know that God is with you and he loves you and he loves all of us, and he's going to help you and take care of you and your family during this time. And please keep calling in and we'll keep praying. And I just wanted to let all of you guys know that I love you all and I pray for you all. I don't call in very often, but I'm just really blessed by this community. This community has changed my life, and I just love you all. I hope you all have a good week. Bye-bye.
Hey, family. This is your sister, Kim, in Kentucky, and it is Monday, June the 17th. No, it's Monday, not the 17th. 15th. And I'm calling asking for all of you mighty prayer warriors to join with me for my granddaughter, 8-month-old granddaughter Amari. The pediatrician found a mass in her abdomen on just a routine checkup, and she has a 8-centimeter tumor in her left kidney, and it will be removed next Monday, the 22nd. And our prayers are that it needs to come out whole, not break apart, not rupture, for possible cancer cells to be left in her body. And then when the pathology report comes back, that it is low risk cells, so then no chemotherapy will be needed. So those are very the specific prayers. All will go well. Remember her mom and dad. Her dad is my son. He is learning in training with spiritual warfare through this, fighting the fiery darts of the enemy and the thoughts that come to his mind, and learning to speak the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. So I trust y'all's prayers, and I love y'all, and I'll give y'all an update.